afternoon gambler.
Tony.
Yep.
This is Bro Bets, a show for degenerates by degenerates. And if you listened yesterday, we did make some of you rich.
Tony. Uh-huh.
But before we get to that, let me tell you about a little something.
Go ahead, Tony.
Did you know that you can fill out a tourney bracket at DraftKings this year?
What?
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. What? That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has a totally free bracket with tens of thousands of dollars up for the grabs.
Wow. Let's
go.
Let's
go.
Free.
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 Money.
Everyone fills out a bracket during the tourney. Might as well do it on an award-winning app with tons of free prizes.
Might as well.
For the first time ever, DraftKings is offering a bracket battle promotion with $64,000 in prizes.
Hey, now.
Jesus.
That's a lot of prizes.
Yeah.
A lot of blowfish.
I think a lot of us in here have UNC going to the final finals.
A lot of us. Final four,
yeah. Is that your winner, Connor?
No, my winner. You know, I've gone back and forth on my bracket a few times.
Going to Wofford.
Yeah, Wofford winning it?
No, I after listening to Mr. Dokic, yeah. I decided maybe not Wofford.
All right. You know how brackets work. Before tip-off of the first game of the tournament, just pick the winner of every game, every round. That's all there is to it. And the best way is you can play for free.
Easy.
With code BRO. That's BRO. Free with code BRO.
I like our code.
You can even set up a private group for you and your friends and compete for bragging rights. All you have to do is download the DraftKings app or head to DraftKings.com now. Use code BRO to enter the bracket battle promotion for free and compete for your share of $64,000.
Bro.
That's code BRO to enter the bracket battle for free only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Nice.
Now,
you
could do that there. If you're looking to bet on some games.
Yeah. Okay.
Then where do you go?
Where are we going?
You go to mybookie.ag.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the best place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you, multiple bracket guy.
Hell yeah.
MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours fast. Bet with the best and then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today and promo code BRO and sign up. And you get a 50% sign up bonus.
Woo.
So you deposit 100. You're going to have 150 total in your bank account there to play with. Take our picks, win some money. That's promo code BRO with MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid.
Yeah, you do.
Crazy.
Yeah. You do.
Hey, let's go around a room real quick. Todd, how many brackets will you play?
I'll play 3.
Tony.
I used to be around that number of guy. I'll do 1 this year.
Nick?
I really only like to do 1. I did 3 this year, and the unfortunate thing was they were all 3 with different companies.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, ESPN, CBS, Yahoo, so it was kind of annoying.
Yeah, I'm only doing 1 online, and that's ours.
Gotcha. Connor?
Nice. I'll do 1 online, and then I'll also print it out and cross it off as we go.
Yeah, okay. I fill one out by hand, and then I fill one out on the computer.
I'm doing one.
So that's what
that's
I
very
usually,
you of you.
Yeah, that's what I usually do, but I decided this year, you know, I'll match up the online with the paper.
Oh, you're matching up?
Yeah, okay. And we'll just run with it.
I'm doing one by hand at my local bar. They do it, and they give away prizes.
Old school.
And shit.
Yeah,
I spend
baby.
A lot of money there, so I'd like to get some free
attaboy.
Shit.
Attaboy. Yeah.
All right. As I said earlier, as I prefaced,
mm-hmm.
we made some people some money yesterday.
How about that?
Yeah, you guys.
We went 8-2.
Let's fucking go.
8-1 if you really follow us and listen to us when we said Prairie View was just a for fun pick.
A toe in the water pick.
Really didn't even want to put him in the cup of coffee a day parlay, but we had to Prairie. Get to the 10.
Farley
so very quickly, I mean, we got some tweets, a guy who, and these people did it right.
Yeah, he edited. He edited us.
These people do it right, and this is what you should do when you're listening to our picks and you're listening to our cup of coffee a day parlay. Don't just willy-nilly go with all of our picks, even though it's, sometimes that might work.
Appreciate the people that do.
But go with the picks that you actually agree with, you've done some research on. Do that. Go with the picks you think, because a guy last night, he put in 5 to win. So our cup of coffee a day parlay is 5 to win like 3,200.
Right.
This guy was 5 to win 1,100, so I assume he did like a 7 or 18 parlay with that $5. Yep. There was another guy who I saw did 5 to win 250, 5
That's
to win
smart.
95. You know, do it with the picks that you like
think
and go from there.
It.
I mean, here's what I suggest. I suggest doing the 10 wave parlay that we give you.
Yeah.
And then pick your favorite 3 or 4 bets
to
go with some straight up action.
Put 10 bucks on instead of 5 on those.
So we went 8-2 officially. We had Pacers and Clippers over 219. I believe that was Todd.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Clippers minus 4.5. I think that was multiple of us. Mm-hmm. Belmont minus 3. That was the fucking lock. Colorado plus 115. Nice job, Rawls. Yep. Golden State, like I said, bounce back game.
Oh boy, Tony, good call.
W there. One of our losers, the over 232. Todd, do you want to speak to it?
Yeah, because they had it in hand. It was green late into the game, and then
it only missed by 4 points. Yeah. Houston minus 7.5.
How about that?
Easy cover there. Boston minus 110. 5-0. Soak.
Was even a game.
Not even a sweat.
Gorms, you went against me there?
I did, and boy, I still, yeah, the nose is bloody this morning.
I believe I heard earlier that Todd decided to go with Gorms' hockey picks, too, instead of Nick's.
I did.
Had
a little four-way NHL parlay there, and that game's the one that fucked me.
Well, at the end of the day.
Should have known not to go against the
expert. I mean, we bring a hockey expert in here
for a reason.
At the end of the day, Todd, you know what they say. The game doesn't fuck you. You fuck yourself.
Philly minus one in a close one against Charlotte. Little fun fact from that game. J.J. Redick's been in the league for a fuck ton of years. His first ever double-double.
Played with Chamberlain. Yeah, played with Chamberlain.
His first ever double-double for J.J. Redick last night. And then the Prairie View plus two, who with 2 minutes left had, I saw on the Action Network, 80% chance to cover. And then they just couldn't hold on at the end.
Wheels fell off.
We almost had it. It was a very good day. That being said, let's move on to today.
Oh, thanks for the reviews, too. Keep those up.
Yeah. Keep reviews. Subscribe, rate, review. Tell your friends if they want to win money. Listen to this podcast. It's a good time. That being said, NHL, Nick Muraldo, what do you have for us today?
Today, let's talk about last night first. We had a very good night. We went 5-1
after getting trounced for a while. Take a bow, my friend. Take a bow.
The only loser was, credit to Gorms, his pick was Calgary at home, pulled it off, and they went 4-2.
That's boom.
It's a good team.
Tonight, let's talk about tonight. Toronto, minus 145 at Buffalo.
Okay.
Ooh,
the Leafs got shut out last night in Nashville. Toronto is a very good road team. Okay. I expect them to bounce back and get a win tonight because they have been getting clobbered lately. I think they've given up like over five goals or more in their past four or five games.
Okay.
So I'm looking for the Leafs to bounce back tonight against Buffalo.
Okay.
I like Tampa minus 140 at Washington tonight. Mm. The Capitals played last night.
Okay.
Legs might be a little tired. Tampa is a deep, deep team.
Yep.
And my favorite pick, this is the one I'm going to throw to you for the cup of coffee a day parlay.
Yep, favorite pick.
Winnipeg minus 145 at Anaheim. Anaheim is not good. They fired their coach already. The GM is acting as the interim coach.
Wow, just boy.
To see who wants to be there, basically.
That's wild.
Who wants? He's behind the bench. He's going to see who to keep and who to get rid of for next year.
I don't hate that thought process.
Yeah, he wanted a first-hand bird's-eye view there right behind the bench. So let's go with Winnipeg on the road.
They're puckered in that locker room in Anaheim.
I already know that.
Am I the one out the door now?
Knowing you and hearing you talk for years and years and years, I already know Washington's going to fuck you on Tampa Bay.
Probably.
It's classic.
Probably, but yeah.
But for our cup of coffee, we're going to go Winnipeg. Nick Muraldo, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You can catch him every Thursday. On the Hockey Talk podcast. Subscribe, rate, review to that as well. It's him, Gorms, and AQ Shipley.
That's Hockey Talk.
That's a great one as well. Get some insider knowledge there. All right, let's move to the NBA. Let's start NBA. Todd, who do you have NBA?
I have the Wizards, minus 2.5 on the road in Chicago.
Okay.
The Bulls are 1-5 against the spread in the last six, following a straight-up win of more than 10 points. The 1-7 against the spread in the last eight home games.
Trending
time! Versus a team with a road record winning percentage less than 400.
Unbelievable stat. Unbelievable.
And 0-6.
And that's why you listen to this.
Incredible.
0-6 with one day's rest.
That's a lot of good numbers.
So, yeah, I'm going Wizards strong on that one.
Okay.
I am also going to take the Spurs at minus 6.5.
Okay. Hot team.
Against
the Heat. Very hot team.
They're the hottest team in the NBA right now. Miami, great defensive team.
Not bad on the road, that Heat team.
You love
it. All I hear from you is how great they are at home and how great they are
on the road.
Yeah.
They're like,
so why are they not?
They are much better on the road.
Better than they are.
Because Gorms always says they're good at home, but they have a losing home record.
They are, exactly. But the Spurs are 18-4 against the spread in their last 22 home games against teams with a winning road record. So in this case, them being a good road team works against them.
Hey, I was just suck a dick.
Spurs cover minus 6.5.
Good luck, Toto.
I also have, regrettably, but I do believe in this one, Boston plus 2.5 on the road in Philly. Philly's logging their third game in four nights in three different cities after facing Milwaukee and Charlotte on the road. This is Boston's fourth game in seven nights, so they're more fresh. I understand Hayward could be sitting out this
game,
but he hasn't been consistent really since returning.
I mean, he sat out all fucking last year. Yeah, so.
And Boston's just had their number this year. Mm-hmm. So they are in their head. They own all that real estate in their head. Mm-hmm. They're 3-0 against them this year in straight-up matchup. So take Boston plus 2.5.
I'm going to piggyback on you on the Boston pick. I have Celtics plus 3, plus 2.5, whatever you're going to see it at. Mm-hmm. They're the 5 seed, currently 1 game behind the Pacers, so they're trying to get to that 4 seed so they can get home court advantage in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Philly is the second worst team on back-to-backs at 3-9.
Oh, good stat.
Thank you.
That's a good thank stat. You. That's a legit stat.
And they played, and it wasn't just a they didn't skate through last night's game against the Hornets. It was a one-point game. It was close the entire way. Four-game in the finish, but a one-point game at the end, close to the end. So give me the points with the Celtics. I like them a lot there. And then my second pick for the NBA, I'm going to go Orlando minus 7 against New Orleans.
Ooh, okay. Oh. Okay.
Orlando's on a shitty team run here. Mm-hmm. So they beat Cleveland by 30 and Atlanta by 10 their last two games.
Nice.
So they got another shitty team coming into town against New Orleans. Orlando, one game out of the playoffs, so you know they're going to give an effort.
They're fighting.
New Orleans is still not good at all, so I'll lay the 7 at home with Orlando. Mm-hmm. Those are my two picks. Gorms,
Tony,
please
this is not on
drop
the board.
Some wisdom
I
on
like
us.
To drop a toe in the water and say keep an eye on this game, but I'll say this against you two. I love Philly. Lots and lots of Philly.
You know what? That's fine. That's fine, Gorms.
But that's not on my board tonight. Okay. Okay. What is on my board tonight?
So we're still going to stay with
Celtics. What is on my board tonight is keep this in mind. Losers lose. That's what they do well. Dame Lillard, Portland Trailblazers, mm-hmm. at home, taking on the awful Dallas Mavericks. Mm-hmm. I know they peak, and then they go down to the valley, and then they peak, but nuh-uh. Losers lose. Take Portland minus 10. It's blowout central in Oregon tonight.
Love it.
And then this one. You gotta sit down for this one. I'm taking the Knickerbockers at Madison Square Garden plus the 13 points against the Utah Jazz.
Why?
Nothing against either team. I'm just telling you this. I have looked at the last 20-some-odd games. They can keep it close. They can get blown out. I'm still not a believer in the Utah Jazz.
That's
I think they're
points.
A first or a second-round exit in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I am taking the Knickerbockers. Everybody's ready for 2019-2020 in New York. And I'm not saying it starts tonight, but take the Knickerbockers plus a boatload of points against the Jazz.
I like it. It's a lot of points.
All right. Let's move on to our fifth member, whatever.
Fourth, fifth. I call it fifth. Mm-hmm.
Fourth and a half.
Sixth, even.
Is it a surprise that we had our best day yesterday when Boston Connor was not in the room?
Coincidence?
Shocker.
Coincidence. I'm not
Maybe
sure.
Not.
But we'll find out. Connor, can you give me your NBA picks for tonight?
We'll find out now, and just before I keep going, Gorms, remember, if you bet on the Knicks and you lose, you're a fucking asshole because you bet on the Knicks.
Yep.
Going forward
my
here.
My thoughts
Celtics money line.
Keep smiling, boys.
I get it, plus 2, plus 3. Celtics money line. We own the Sixers. Sixers had to go against Cardiac Kemba last night. Three games in 4 nights. I didn't know that. That's absurd. They're going to lose.
Especially when they're a bad, just normal back-to-back team.
Yes.
They're going to lose.
That's very important.
Here. Sixers it's have important. Almost zero grit.
And like I said, I know the Celtics are the most inconsistent team in the NBA as far as being a quote-unquote good team.
Yeah.
But they wiped the floor with Golden State last week. This is what they do. They play up and they play down.
Was their last game? It was against the Nuggets when they laid an egg against the Nugs, so they should
at
have
home.
A, yeah, and they should have a bounce back then.
And remember, Golden State was at Golden State when we beat them by 30.
Correct.
Not at home. We're a good road team. Other pick, this one I love. Spurs against Miami. Under 210.
Okay.
Miami just played OKC. Big game for them. They won. Mm-hmm. Another drop off for them. Mm-hmm. Spurs, they just beat Golden State.
Yep.
At home. Drop off for them.
I like that.
I still think the Spurs win. I still think the Spurs cover. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more.
I don't hate that because Miami is like the Pacers. I mean, usually take the under.
Yeah.
They're strong defensively.
Exactly. 100 to 90. 100 to 92. That's what I'm thinking. The first game was 95-88. And look, I come in here. Usually I got a little inkling that, you know, one of my picks is a loser. Okay? I know that usually. That's why I'm only coming with two today.
All right.
I like that. You know what? You know what? Us, our success yesterday has forced you to probably try to become a better bet.
It has literally forced
me. Today is the day we win it all.
Come on, Todd.
This will not be in the cup of coffee day parlay, and I'm not even going to bet it either, but it's just something to think about. Houston and Memphis, they're both in the top 10 mm-hmm. of unders this year. Houston's mm-hmm. been one of the better Correct. Defensive teams, if not, and Memphis is the number one ranked defensive team in the league. Okay. Something to think about. The only reason I'm not, Houston played last night, and in back-to-backs, they're actually 7-3 to the over. Mm-hmm. So that's why I didn't touch it tonight. But if they are both traditionally under teams, So just something to think about. I'm not playing it. Something to think about.
On your back too, OKC. They've lost three in a row.
I know.
Now they're at home against a good team in Toronto. Look for them to cover by five.
Awesome. So those are just little side things if you want to take a look at those. A last thing going on tonight is the second night of the tournament, second fake night of the tournament. We got two games tonight before the action starts tomorrow. You know what? I'm going to start this.
Do it.
Because I make the fucking decisions.
Do it.
First pick, North Dakota State, minus five.
Come on, Bison.
Love me some North Dakota State.
Thank you. So does Connor. Gorms, I don't think, has an opinion on this because not a big NCAA guy. NC Central is 280th in the nation in scoring, and that was against the worst strength of schedule in the country. I can't bet on them. I won't bet on them. Mm-hmm. North Dakota State all night long, minus five. I saw it actually probably rise up to minus 5.5. And then Arizona State, minus 2.5. Like Temple last night, St. John's was questionable. It's questionable to me to be in the tournament. And you saw what happened to Temple last night against Belmont. Arizona State, good form coming in. They're 6-2. The only two losses in those was overtime in the conference tournament, and then Oregon on the road, who we have seen Oregon has developed into quite a good team here.
They've come alive.
And then also, I don't bet against Bobby Hurley in the tournament.
I was going to say.
You don't bet against Bobby Hurley in the tournament. Good move. Give me Arizona State -2.5.
Fun fact, James Harden has picked the Sun Devils to win the national championship.
Fear the beard, baby.
Yet again. I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, he does it every year.
Careful of St. John's. They got Chris Mullin, too.
Oh, you're right.
He knows how to go the distance.
What a battle of legends.
I'm on the Johnnies. Man. I'm on the Johnnies.
Okay, you're on the Johnnies.
I'm on the Johnnies.
Well, okay. That's
go ahead and take Arizona State.
I might have, maybe this is the deciding factor of that game. I don't know. St. John's versus Arizona State. I have the under at 153, and this is why. The under is 8-2, and St. John's is the underdog. More importantly, 17-5 in their last 22 games as an underdog between 0.5 and 6.5 points.
Oh, wow.
Now, let's look at Arizona State. The under is 17-13 with Arizona this year.
Okay.
5-2 in their last 7 games. 5-1 in the last 6 non-conference games.
Hey, now.
The under is really strong here. Plus, they put it at 153. 153 is a lot of points.
Yeah. It is a lot of points.
For a tournament game.
It really is. 80-73.
Yeah. Hey, good math there.
I think this is a fucking lock, guys.
I agree with
Trendy
you.
Trendy time.
I'm all in on that.
You're going to give that a lock. I want there to be good karma going into tonight. We have good karma coming into today.
Always.
And since Connor likes the Johnnies and Chris Mullin, I mean, Chris Mullin, great haircut, great three-point
shooter.
What a shot,
though. Silky smooth lefty.
So I am going to delete Arizona State -2.5 from the picks, from the cup of coffee a day parlay,
all right.
to give us 10. So let's run through them.
Hey, real quick, who would you take in one-on-one today as coaches? Would you take Mullin or would
you take over Bobby Hurley?
Mullin.
Yes.
Mullin, dude.
One guy was on the dream team.
I mean, he's going to shoot over top of him. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. That dream team, I mean, you're on that team? Yeah, I'll take you.
All right, so before I get into these, you can follow all of our picks at on the Action app, myaction.app/brobrobrobets. And then you could also follow us on Twitter at brobrobrobets. Do that there. Tweet us your picks. Tweet us how you guys did, blah, blah, blah. You get it. Our cup of coffee a day parlay, 10 picks today.
Here we go.
Let's hear it, Tony.
North Dakota State, -5.5.
Let's go, Bison.
Celtics, +2.5.
Okay. Ooh.
Orlando, -7.
Need it.
Spurs, -6.5.
Yep.
Wiz, -3.
Mm-hmm.
Heat in San Antonio, under 210. Thanks for that, Connor.
Yeah, let's go. Come
Trailblazers, -10, because bad teams are bad.
Let's go.
I should have deleted this pick. This is the pick I should have deleted.
Speaking of bad teams being bad.
The New York Knicks, +12.
Keep smiling at
it's
me,
dicey,
boys.
But
keep laughing.
Gorms is good, boys. Gorms is good.
I know. I'm not
I just hate betting
them.
On bad teams.
I don't bet on the Knicks. I never
Knicks
do.
Knicks, +12. The total, Arizona State, St. John's under 153. Fucking facts on facts and facts from Todd.
Come on.
And Nick Moraldo has won NHL Lock of the Night. The Winnipeg Jets, -145 against the GM coaching.
Let's go. A lot of winners there.
Those are Cup of Coffee a Day Parlay. 5 to win 27.81.
Nice. Tony, I never say this.
You never do.
You don't.
But I feel more confident about this parlay
tonight
than I have any of the other
tonight.
Previous
we have
parlay.
Never said that.
We've never said
I like
that.
That.
I think tonight is the night that we make everyone who is giving enough to listen to the show.
You know what Phil Collins said? You know what Phil Collins said?
What did he say?
He said, tonight. Whoa. Didn't he say that?
Is that in the air tonight? Or?
I can feel it in the air tonight.
It's something
You know what? I can feel
it in the air tonight. I can feel it in the air tonight for sure.
Bailey, can we play that going out, please? Phil Collins in the air tonight.
I can feel it.
Bailey. Is Bailey even back there? Or are we just fucking sitting on record over here?
He's got it.
With that being said,
let's go.
Good luck to all.
Good luck.
Good luck.
And we have a big fucking day coming the next few days. Let's go. The last time we ever met.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.